Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. The New York Mets lost to the New York Yankees by a score of 7-6 last night in Queens. So this is an unpleasant game, but unpleasant for reasons that maybe are unexpected in this stage of the Mets season. Let's start with the expected stuff. As has been an unfortunate trend with the Mets starting pitchers, Max Scherzer threw a shitburger tonight. Did not make it out of the fourth inning, which is a big yuck. He did not do himself any favors, give up six runs. His ERA is now up to 4.45 on the season, which seems impossible for a guy who was so, so good last year. But that's a whole other story for another day. The Mets did claw their way back and tied the game and eventually lost because of a Josh Donaldson sack fly. But there were some other frustrating parts of this game that you couldn't have predicted going into it. First is that Drew Smith failed a sticky stuff inspection before throwing a pitch and is automatically suspended for 10 games. The Mets cannot replace his spot on the roster, therefore they're playing short for the next 2 weeks, essentially. I know that the sticky stuff was a problem. I think we have made a bigger deal out of it than it actually was. And that's not just me saying that as a Mets fan because of, you know, two Mets suspensions so far this year. I just think in general, sticky stuff helped pitchers control the ball better. And that's a good thing, no matter how you slice it. So this is very frustrating. Not that Drew Smith is the second coming of Edwin Diaz or anything, but to play a man short is a very, very frustrating situation for the Mets. Also frustrating for the Mets is they wore the fucking black jerseys. I do not understand what the deal is with people wanting the Mets to wear the black jerseys. Now, I'm of two minds of this on one hand, because I am quick to say, as are a lot of folks, the Mets never won anything in those jerseys. Why are we wearing those? Well, to be fair for a second, it seems to me like if we just go off what the Mets have won wearing, it means they're either wearing the 86 pullovers or the classic 69 uniforms, because there's no other options, right? Like, those are the only times the Mets ever won anything. So I think you can't quite say that. I think you have to have some moderation in your opinion on the black jerseys in terms of the winningness of it. I'll just say I think they look ugly. I hated the trend of every baseball team needing a black jersey. I think it was a very annoying trend that I'm glad went away. But more than that, you don't wear them when playing the Yankees, because the Yankees beat our asses in the World Series, and we were wearing those black jerseys when they did so. So even if you are a huge black jersey apologist, a fan, a lover, whatever you want to say, you don't wear them against the Yankees. You just don't do it. If anyone who is not a Mets fan has a memory of the Mets in the black jerseys, it's them losing the World Series in those jerseys to the Yankees. So stop wearing them. Ugh, I hate those jerseys so much. My like adult Mets fandom started when those jerseys were still very much a piece of the team's wardrobe. And even then, I was like, this is horse shit. Let's get rid of these. And I still feel that way today. So the Mets have an uphill battle against them for tomorrow with Justin Verlander going up against Gerrit Cole. You know, look, they're hitting a little bit more. That's a good thing. It's just so hard to get too excited about the Mets right now. And let's see, though. Maybe a thrilling victory against the Yankees will restore my hope in this team. Regardless of that, please go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support this podcast directly. You can follow me on Twitter at @BrianIntoNap. And until next time, let's go Mets. Stop wearing black jerseys.